For centuries, our Western mindsets have been constructed behind a veil of the illusion of simplicity and control. Even though quantum physics has revealed that our universe is complex and in continuous processes of transition, we've become accustomed to creating a perceived reality that certainty is good, not knowing and ambiguity are bad. The byproducts from these perceptions are the beliefs that change can be managed and ultimately controlled. The belief that change can be controlled has been embedded into how organisations are designed and function. Utilising power through organisational structures, advocating individual responsibility and accountability, broadcasting information, managing behaviours, enforcing the compliance of rules and regulations. These are just some of the traditional leadership approaches that have been specifically designed to mitigate the risks of individuals, teams, and organisations from being out of control. Historically, these leadership practices have been perceived to be successful, although in today's continuously changing environment, they are no longer achieving desired results. In fact, quite the opposite, and particularly when it comes to leading successful transformations in organisations. Our world is in a paradigm transition. Despite our aspirations, we can no longer rely on the beliefs and historical practices of simplicity and control. Leaders and their organisations are called to accept, adapt and work with things the way they are and becoming, not just the way they want them to be. Navigating environments of continuous change requires developing new and different perspectives and capabilities for working with the emerging complexities of an impermanent landscape. It's a practice that I've come to know as transition leadership. There are four key principles that contribute to successful transition leadership. The only certainty is uncertainty. We can't manage change, we have to work with it. Ambiguity is ambiguity. It's all about the nature of relationships that we have with ambiguity that makes a difference. No one person can know everything and have all the answers. Leaders who embrace these principles appreciate they can't lead others and organisations if they can't lead themselves. This insight prompts leaders to develop capabilities for supporting themselves and their organisations to work with uncertainty, not knowing, complexity and ambiguity. With focus and intent, leaders leverage the power of their positions to engage their workforces and create mutually supportive environments. By creating clearly defined purposes, transition strategies and approaches, they build a unifying context to connect hearts and minds. The outcomes result in shared understanding and collective accountability. As leaders return authority to their workforces, they can leverage the potential in diversity of thought through collective decision making. This enhances their capabilities for honouring complexity. By investing time and resources in exploring and working with complex challenges, they generate creative approaches for establishing resourceful solutions. This in turn means that leaders and their organisations work with ambiguity. They take purposeful, incremental approaches for stepping into unknown territories of the present and the continuously evolving future. Over the last 20 years, I've found that when leaders and their organisations adopt these transition leadership principles and practices, they become resourceful, creating sustainable, integrated infrastructures. The outcomes result in systemic capabilities for navigating environments of continuous change. Organisations utilise uncertainty, complexity and ambiguity as opportunities for generating innovation, creating products and services that outshine their competitors. The same applies to leading-edge science and health research. Advancement only emerges from what is unknown.